iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. From news and views to wellness, entertainment, money matters, and much, much more. On air at iGlobalNews.com.
iGlobalNews.com.
iGlobal Radio, brought to you by iGlobalNews.com.
Hello, I'm Tony Patty, welcoming you to this week's weekly roundup from iGlobal. And in this week's main stories, British Hindu anger over delayed probe, COVID India efforts and G7 vaccine appeal. Now, Hindu groups and student organisations in the UK are hurt and angry over a long-drawn investigation by the University of Oxford into Hindophobia concerns related to India student Rashmi Samanth. And as leaders of the world's major democracies, including India, gather in person and virtually for the UK-hosted G7 Leaders Summit this weekend, actor-activist Priyanka Chopra Jonas joined some of the world's leading celebrities to make an urgent COVID vaccination appeal. And on the subject of COVID-19 pandemic, a UK-based charity's efforts to raise funds for a hospital in Gujarat are truly inspiring.
Log on to iGlobalNews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
So with our first story of our weekly roundup right here from iGlobal, Hindu groups and student organisations in the UK have expressed their anger, disappointment and dismay over a tediously long-drawn investigation by the University of Oxford into allegations of cyberbullying and Hindophobia against a staff member arising out of his controversial social media posts targeting Indian student Rashmi Samanth. The investigation by the university relates to a history faculty member, Dr. Abhijit Sarkar, who took to social media in the wake of the controversy surrounding her stepping down as president-elect of the Oxford Student Union to post images of Samanth's family and make hurtful references to their Hindu faith. The university responded by confirming an investigation and reiterating that it is thoroughly committed to creating an environment where people of all backgrounds, including our Hindu students and staff, can feel welcome, valued and respected. More on that story in our news and views section at iGlobalNews.com.
Log on to iGlobalNews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
As we continue with our weekly roundup right here on iGlobal Radio from iGlobalNews.com, actor, author and UNICEF Goodwill Ambassador Priyanka Chopra Jonas joined a host of worldwide celebrities to appeal to G7 leaders to ensure a steady supply of COVID-19 vaccines to poor countries. In an open letter addressed to the world's leading economies ahead of the G7 summit being hosted by the UK, the United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF, said that its analysis shows that G7 countries will soon have enough doses to donate 20% of their vaccines between June and August and called for speedy action. Other Goodwill ambassadors who have signed the letter alongside Chopra Jonas include fellow Hollywood actors Whoopi Goldberg, Ewan McGregor, former England footballer David Beckham and singers Billie Eilish and Katy Perry. There's more on that story in our news and views section at iGlobalNews.com.
Log on to iGlobalNews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
As we continue with our weekly roundup right here from iGlobalNews.com, the subject of COVID-19 pandemic, a UK-based charity's efforts to raise funds for a hospital in Gujarat are truly inspiring. A UK-based philanthropist traces an inspirational global Indian fundraising journey in support of a small hospital in the western Indian state of Gujarat. We've recently seen many organisations and individuals collecting funds to support our people in India. We feel for them, knowing it's a mammoth task for all world governments fighting COVID. The second surge of the deadly COVID-19 pandemic to hit India had made a desperate situation worse. It is right for us to want to help India in its time of crisis, but the public anxiety of donors is, will my funds get there in time and used for those at the bottom of the pyramid who need it most? Mr. M.V. Patel, along with his two other trustees, Mr. Pushyant Bhai and Yogendra Bhai Patel, launched their appeal and collections from friends on behalf of a UK-registered charity for Sri Krishna Hospital based at Karamsad in Gujarat. More on that story from the iGlobal desk at iGlobalNews.com.
iGlobal Radio, brought to you by iGlobalNews.com.
iGlobalNews.com.
iGlobal Radio, looking at the top stories of the week now. And in this exclusive interview, a UK-based artist reflects on how her Indian roots resonate in her creations. Latest Home Office statistics show Indian students remain upbeat about taking up their courses at universities despite the pandemic hurdles. And in memory of her grandmother, an inspiring walking marathon success story that is aimed at raising awareness about the all-round benefits of exercise. And this unique fundraiser is bringing together artists and performers from across the globe. And we also take a look at the UK's property market, which has rebounded remarkably well from the initial stages of the COVID-19 pandemic, evaluates an expert. And as we continue with our iSpirituality series right here on iGlobal, we look at the confluence of science and spirituality.
Log on to iglobalnews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
In our stories of the week, an exclusive interview with a UK-based artist reflecting on how her Indian roots resonate in her creations. Coming from a lineage of artists from childhood, Natasha Kumar has picked up her paintbrush and funneled her energy towards ameliorating her own inborn talent with a clear vision of her identity as a painter. She went on to pursue printing, etching, screen printing, lithography, and woodcut at Campbell College of Arts. And as a young girl, her earliest memory of India is from the time that she was bitterly crying and clutching the sides of a wooden cot in a blue room in Mumbai.
Tis India is more than just around you and the subject and things like that. But I think what I was trying to do, especially with the street series, is it is India is more than just, you know, the beautiful buildings and the saried women and the cows. There's this real sort of contrast between, as we all know, between rich and poor, between modern life and traditional life.
Hear more from Natasha Kumar in our profile series at iglobalnews.com.
Log on to iglobalnews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
And so as we continue with our stories of the week, the latest Home Office statistics show Indian students remain upbeat about taking up their courses at UK universities despite the pandemic hurdles. In our news and views section at iglobalnews.com, Indian students remain positive about taking up their courses at UK universities this year despite the coronavirus lockdown and travel red list related constraints, official data indicates. According to the latest UK Home Office statistics, there was a 6,391 increase in the number of study visa grants to Indian nationals in the year ending March 2021, marking a 13% hike over the previous year. It indicates that most students are keen to take up their courses as they are able to return to university since lockdown eased further from May the 17th. There's more on that story under the news and views section at iglobalnews.com.
Log on to iglobalnews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
As we take a look back at the stories of the week right here on iGlobal Radio from iglobalnews.com, in our health and fitness section, a marathon first for Alzheimer's Society in memory of her grandmother. This is all about Lavina Mether, who said that she can't believe she's completed her first ever marathon. She's only been on her feel-good fitness journey in the last 10 years and only been a personal trainer for 3 years. Although she loves her feel-good walks and snacks, she never imagined she'd do a marathon at the age of 43. She went on to say, "It's been so lovely to be able to support the Alzheimer's Society charity since her MBE. It's a subject which is very close to her heart after seeing her dear grandmother suffer for the last decade of her life with this devastating disease." There's more from Lavina Mether in our health and fitness section at iglobalnews.com.
Log on to iglobalnews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
And so to our iCommunity news under our arts and culture section of iglobalnews.com. Now, Usha Raghavan is an internationally acclaimed dancer, teacher and choreographer. And this unique fundraiser is bringing together artists and performers from across the globe. Usha Raghavan, who is an internationally acclaimed dancer, teacher and choreographer, hailing from Chennai and now director of Kalasagara, UK. She attributes her mastery in Bharatanatyam from her eminent gurus and as part of her efforts to raise awareness and funds towards the COVID India drive, the dancer has organised a unique Unite for Indian Dance Marathon. As part of her efforts to raise awareness and funds towards the COVID India drive, the dancer organised a unique Unite for India Dance Marathon on June the 12th and 13th, bringing together leading global Indian artists keen to make a difference through art. She said the concept behind the charity venture was that over the past few years, she's managed to raise funds for various causes, such as aid for earthquake victims, tsunami victims, the Blind Relief Centre in Tirupati, and others through her dance shows. And we wish Usha Raghavan all the very best with this and future ventures.
Log on to iGlobalNews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
In our iMoney section this week, the UK's property market has rebounded remarkably well from the initial stages of the COVID-19 pandemic, evaluates an expert, Paresh Raja. Now, Paresh Raja is the CEO of Market Financial Services, MFS, a London-based bridging lending company offering fast lending solutions for borrowers and investors. MFS is one of the UK's fastest-growing independent bridging finance providers. Now, the UK's property market has rebounded remarkably well from the initial stages of the COVID-19 pandemic, having suffered notably between March and July last year, when viewing or moving properties was almost impossible. The market has since sprung back to life. Now, according to the Office for National Statistics, the average UK house price increased by 10.2% in the year to March 2021. Transactional activity has also risen sharply in the opening months of the year. So, what are the reasons for the property market's resurgence? Find out more by logging on to the property section at iMoney on iGlobalNews.com.
Log on to iGlobalNews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
And finally, with our top stories of the week from iGlobalNews.com, go to our iSpirituality section, where we learn about the confluence of science and spirituality with Professor Nawal K. Pringer and his son, Dr. Gaurav Pringer. In this science and spirituality podcast series, father and son duo go head-to-head on some of the most common and, at times, not-so-common aspects of our spiritual life that have their roots in scientific theory. In this program, they talk about from zero to infinity.
Shunya, as people who know Hindi or Sanskrit will recognize, is the name for the number zero. However, it is actually a philosophical concept that may explain why, of all the ancient cultures, it was India that actually came up with the name and symbol for zero.
Find out more about the iSpirituality Show by logging on to the iSpirituality section at iGlobalNews.com.
Thank you for listening to iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. Find out more on iGlobalNews.com.
Thank you for listening to this week's weekly roundup right here from iGlobalNews.com, right here on iGlobal Radio. You listen to us and we will return the compliment to you.
iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. From news and views to wellness, entertainment, money matters, and much, much more. On air at iGlobalNews.com.